From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam.
It also underscores the commitment of the United States to a fully normalized relationship with Vietnam, including strong defense ties with Vietnam and this region for the long term.
The president spoke at a press conference in Hanoi, and responding to a reporter's question about increased Chinese aggression in the region, Mr. Obama said the decision was not based on China. U.S. President Barack Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that Mr. Obama said had continued to plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. Mr. Obama said Monday during a press conference in Hanoi that the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to engage in peace talks and end the violence that has taken the lives of many people. The U.S. leader made the comments one day after the Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jable, killing 53 people. 48 people were killed in Tartus when three bombs struck that city. The Freedom Party candidate in Austria's presidential election has conceded defeat. Norbert Hofer, nominee of the Eurosceptic anti-immigration party, said Monday he was sad he had not won, but called the work of his supporters an investment for the future. The winner of the election in Austria, Alexander van der Bellen, a former Green Party chief. This is VOA News.